We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, tolerant viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hawkbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hawkbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a joint effort brings safe drinking water to 10,000 individuals in Ghana. In education news, approximately 100,000 first grade students in Turkmenistan are given free laptops. In community news, an Australian young hero is honoured. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 7th, is the birthday of the President of Tanzania, His Excellency Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete. Born in 1950, President Kikwete was chairperson of the African Union from 2008 to 2009 and helped to successfully resolve conflicts in neighboring countries. His Excellency is currently the co-chair of the World Health Organization's Commission on Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health to assist improving the lives of women and youth around the globe. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete, for your long-standing commitment to the citizens of Tanzania and your dedication to people in need. We respectfully wish you a blessed and wonderful birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from the United States. Major floods on September 8th following rains from Hurricane Irene had wreaked havoc in the lives of some 130,000 residents in several northeastern U.S. states, with at least 5 fatalities in Pennsylvania and Maryland, and emergency evacuations along the Susquehanna River in both Pennsylvania and New York.
We woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. The sheriff said to get out, and we went to Jensen City School, and it was hard.
You get sick to your belly thinking about it. Wake up at night thinking the mess you got, all the work you got.
This is the bathroom. All the walls had to be ripped out. They were everything. The insulation has to be replaced. My mom lost all her clothes and belongings.
Sorry. Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please go, if possible, to assist the flood-stricken, as she offered $20,000 with all her sorrowful prayers and love for those most in need. After assessing the situation, our association members from New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts joined together on September 24th to render aid in the most heavily stricken parts of Pennsylvania and New York, such as Johnson City, where they cooperated with the efforts of a local church. In addition to helping clean out the damaged house of an ill victim in Johnson City, the relief team prepared 500 vegan sandwiches, along with survival kits containing sleeping bags, blankets, socks, and other materials.
My sister's on oxygen, I have asthma. We can't breathe in this kind of air, and if it wasn't for you people, I don't know how it would have got cleaned.
Yeah, special thanks to the Master, because this is unbelievable. At this time in my life, it's going to really help me out. It'll get me through the mess a little bit easier.
This is so much help. Thank you.
Some of the most desperate households and elderly victims also received cash aid, while all relief recipients were also given SOS flyers explaining the way to prevent such extreme weather tragedies.
With appreciation to the church personnel and all others helping the flood-stricken, we also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate aid and our association's relief team for their on-the-ground efforts. We pray for the restoration of regular lives to the affected communities and for the easing of such calamities through our shift to more caring lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Quại cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ, hãy đừng với sóng nhạc cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười chín suối dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức cho hồn ta ăn nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lật lây. Này đêm tối xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diễn mục bản ngày. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát thiên thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trong luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phung hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phung hoan.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 474. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Prize in Chemistry awarded for the discovery of quasicrystals. On Wednesday, October 5th, Israeli chemist Dr. Dan Shechtman was recognized with the 2011 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his pioneering work that has transformed our understanding of atomic crystalline patterns. His discovery of the irregular and beautiful quasicrystals came at a time when it was believed that atoms only arranged themselves in repeating patterns to create uniform structures. However, after an initial discovery, Dr. Shechtman was able to continue demonstrating over a several-year period that atoms in certain metals do form regular patterns that are at the same time unique and never repeating. Commenting on his discovery after winning the prize, Dr. Shechtman told the New York Times, "The main lesson that I have learned over time is that a good scientist is a humble and listening scientist." We join in warm accolades, Dr. Shechtman, on your distinguished award, wishing you many more years of exciting scientific discoveries and insights to share with our world.
Apple's visionary leader remembered. Steve Jobs, co-founder of one of the world's earliest and most innovative computer technology companies, passed away at age 56 on Wednesday, October 5th. Along with his leadership of Apple, Steve Jobs also headed Pixar Animation Studios, which won 26 Oscars and many other awards for its animated films, including Toy Story and Finding Nemo. Following his development of the classic Mac computer, Mr. Jobs more recently launched the iPod portable music player, the iPhone, and the iPad tablet, which have revolutionized music, film, and mobile communications. Tributes to his life poured in from Apple colleagues and employees around the world, as well as international dignitaries such as British Prime Minister David Cameron, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, U.S. President Barack Obama, and Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny, who spoke of the world that he opened for others in saying, "Steve Jobs was a creative genius whose innovative prowess in the area of technology has brought about a level of access to information for millions that few would have ever foreseen. Our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of Steve Jobs, whose presence will be sadly missed, even as his legacy of boundless talent continues to inspire us all. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's loving grace and light."
Our planet. University of Hong Kong geographer Dr. David Zhang publishes a new report on October 4, 2011, which concludes that the majority of humankind's historical wars, epidemics, and economic downturns were directly linked to climate change.
Save our planet. With no signs of rain for the previous 200 days, a state of emergency is declared at the end of September 2011 for nearly 75% of the municipalities in the Mexican state of Durango, as drought and water storage levels fall to 30% of capacity.
Save our planet. The Indonesian government announces on October 3, 2011, that the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, is joining Greenpeace in a campaign to save from deforestation the tree-canopied regions that are home to Sumatran tigers. Tigers and elephants, both considered to be the sacred guardians of the forest.
Greetings, friends. I'm Keyhonk, the proboscis monkey, here along with my handsome son, Doki.
Our nutritious diet is animal-free and delicious.
Today I have a tip about avoiding any products which are bleached with chlorine during the manufacturing process.
This releases dioxin, a toxin harmful to humans and the environment.
Paper towels, tissue paper, coffee filters, and disposable diapers are examples of items to look for the non-bleached option.
It's healthier for you and the Earth.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now the weather around the world.
Thank you. In humanitarian news, a joint effort brings safe drinking water to 10,000 individuals in Ghana. The International H2O Collaboration, an association between the United States Agency for International Development and Rotary International, has developed a $2 million US water and sanitation project. It will be implemented in Ghana's Volta, Greater Accra, Eastern and Central regions. The Ghana Ministry for Water Resources will be responsible for the upkeep of the facilities and disseminating information on hygiene practices. Our gratitude to the International H2O Collaboration and Ghanaian Government for your laudable endeavour. May the lovely citizens of Ghana flourish with God's grace.
In education news, approximately 100,000 first grade students in Turkmenistan are given free laptops. The notebooks were gifted by China as a part of a $7.8 million US dollar donation to the nation. The Chinese-made Lenovo computers are specially designed with software to help students learn grammar and alphabet. Our earnest thankfulness, China, for your generosity. May the bright Turkmenistan students have the best of education opportunities on a calm and sustainable earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, a quick-thinking Australian young boy is awarded a hero's medal. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for a life-giving world. See you soon. Stay tuned for uplifting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a cheerful world. In community news, an Australian young hero is honoured. The Mercury and Sunday Tasmanian Pride of Australia Awards, Child of Courage Medal, was awarded to Luke Holloway for his life-saving action at the age of 4. At this time, Mrs. Nicole Holloway, Luke's mother, was seriously injured when the car rolled over her foot while she was trying to free it from the mud. Luke was able to stop the vehicle with the handbrake. Furthermore, he retrieved the cell phone, gave it to his mother and waited with her for an ambulance to arrive. During the accident, his 2-year-old sister was also in the car, which could have ended up in a ditch were it not for Luke's quick action. Congratulations, Luke Holloway, on your well-deserved recognition. We wish you and your treasured family a future filled with happiness and safe outings.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Taiya, an Aboriginal language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Too Slow.
Kamanchin di kanim ha. Yat kumnita anak utuh. Yan isu klangan balan skulik. Cuki su yan ciyaw la. Kalis aku, musa nanu ciyaw gun musa su hilaw hajib eh. Kaman skulik kanim ha. Ciyaw saku ga, unga tanay imah minas kenan hilaw ko alih ni asun la.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Dr. Neil Bernard, Eating Right for Cancer Survival on Healthy Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
He's a great teacher, Angel.
Sweet Angel, how nice to receive your positive note. Dr. Neil Bernard, vegan founder of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, shares a wealth of information as to why the plant-based diet supports optimum well-being. May heaven bless all people with the best of health and happiness.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with the gifts of faith and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao announces that focused economic policies have begun to tame inflation from a 3-year high of 6.5 to 6.2 in August 2011, as he also encouraged banks to make affordable loans available to small businesses, saying that entrepreneurs play an important role in creating jobs and improving the nation's economy.
The French government withdraws permits for shale rock gas drilling in southern France, with President Nicolas Sarkozy reaffirming a pledge that any such exploitation would be avoided to preserve the natural balance and beauty of the region.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak announces the freeing of 125 persons who had been detained as part of the country's Restricted Residence Act, which limits where people can live, as he also introduces a motion to repeal the law.
Billionaire, entrepreneur, and philanthropist Mr. George Soros donates an additional $27 million as part of his support for the Millennium Villages Project, which serves 500,000 rural residents throughout 10 African countries in helping them attain United Nations development goals. For his caring generosity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Soros with the Shining World Compassion Award.
U.S. Hollywood actor and environmentalist Leonardo DiCaprio joins International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, in a campaign to raise awareness about the endangerment of African and Asian elephants due to ivory poaching, in the hope of inspiring especially young activists toward their protection.
The 6th World Amazigh Congress is held for the first time in Tunisia, with representatives attending from many countries in the region to celebrate and support the development and cultural integrity of the indigenous North African people.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.